Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another edition of Michelle Minutes. This is your very own host, Monica Michelle, and I'm with Monica Michelle Marketing. So I want to tell you where you can find me at Monica Michelle S on Facebook as well as Instagram. And I've been doing marketing over 20 years. I've worked with tons of small businesses, medium-sized businesses, entrepreneurs, nonprofits, book authors, artists that sing and rap and things like that, and also groups. And I've also even worked with governments. So I worked for a town at one time, and I was handling their marketing. And I absolutely love marketing. Once I discovered what I did was called marketing, I discovered that I've been kind of doing marketing my whole life. And one thing that I'm a real big believer on is you're able to overcome whatever challenges or obstacles stand in your way by understanding and hearing other people's stories of whatever challenges and obstacles they had to face and understanding how they went, how they got through it. And so that's something that's always helped me because in my opinion, in my mind, and my thought is if they were able to overcome it, I can figure out how to overcome it as well. And so hearing those stories and understanding and being able to be connected to my community, people that are doing something that may be similar to me, in this case, starting a business or being in a business, is something that is beneficial, it's helpful. At any rate, I'm doing a series right now called Her Story. And so there's about 19 or 20 women that are coming together. They're in all different facets or stages of their business, and they all are telling their story. They're talking about things that they had to struggle with maybe to start their business or what they had to kind of like overcome while being in the midst of their business, trying to figure out which direction to go or how to, you know, how to figure out what's next. And so thank you so much for tuning in and hearing this information and hearing these journeys of these ladies as they share their little nuggets with us. And my prayer, my hope is that these conversations and our stories would be of an inspiration, a source of inspiration for you. I know that they would definitely be helpful, especially when you think and you apply and look at it for yourself. So today we're actually speaking with Dee Henry. She's been in business over 2 years for It Works, and she's going to tell us a little bit about what some of her obstacles have been. And let me see if she's on the line and if she can hear us. Can you, let's see, trying to get her unmuted now. Can you hear me, Dee?
Yes. Hi, Monica. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
Good. Well, thank you. I certainly appreciate you taking the time to join me today and, you know, just coming on in general. Well, I guess we can jump right in. Well, before we jump in, please tell us, where is the best place to find you online?
Well, you can find me at Your Health with D. Henry, Henry without the E, or you can find me on Instagram at DTY Dawn.
All right, sounds good. So, why, what is It Works? And then we can talk about why you started.
Okay. Well, It Works is one of the leading companies. It's a global company. It's an American company. And it's a leading company that's brought to market a first premier product, which is Crazy Rap Thing. So most people know the It Works company by that Crazy Rap Thing. So it's a, it gives towards plant-based products, all natural plant-based product, towards health and wellness from the inside out. So that's basically what It Works is about.
Okay, okay. And what made you get involved or get connected with this particular company as opposed to one of the other ones?
Well, what happened was I befriended a young lady on Facebook, actually. And I was contemplating lipo laser surgery. I had several C-sections, and I just couldn't get rid of the lip. No matter how much I exercised, no matter how much I was dieting, that lip was still there, and I really wanted to get rid of that pooch, you know, a.k.a. pooch.
Mm-hmm.
And so I saw some result photos from this young lady, and she kept posting and posting, and in my mind, I'm like, yeah, right, nothing does that outside of surgery. Like, you know, you can't get rid of the tightness. You can't, I mean, you know, get rid of the bulge outside of surgery. So I called her up, I got the product home, and I was absolutely awed because I was so skeptical, but I kept seeing the photos, and I'm like, maybe this is trying to tell me something, because surgery is surgery, you know. There's so many side effects that come along with surgery. So I was like, let me give this a try first. And so I got the product home, and I was just blown away that it actually did what it said it would do. Tighten, tone, and firm in 45 minutes.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. And that's definitely good when you're able to experience a product that does, it upholds its promise. That's definitely a good thing, and it's something that's certainly beneficial. So were you looking for something like this, or how did this come to be for you? Well, I mean, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, you kind of.
Go ahead.
You go. No, you go.
Oh, my goodness. I was not looking for a business, per se, to get. I had never heard of ItWork prior to seeing this on Facebook. And I wasn't looking at to get into multi-level marketing. I had my bouts with multi-level marketing before, so it wasn't something that I was looking to do. But when I, like I said, when I got the product home and I saw that it actually worked, it was a first-to-market product, I was like, I know tons of people that would really be interested in something like this. And so when I heard the compensation plan, and it was a little different than what I had experienced before, I was like, wow, not only is the product a first-to-market product, but the compensation plan is totally different from other multi-level marketing companies.
Okay.
So that blew me away as well.
And so it was attractive for you, and that's what kind of pulled you in. Were you working a typical 9-to-5 at the time of doing this, or when all this kind of rolled itself out? Or
no, actually, no. I had relocated, had did my time in New York City. I say time because I work for the government, and so I did my time with them, and I relocated. And I was just looking to just be on a vacation. I was able to establish myself whereas I can retire early, and I just wanted to be on a permanent vacation.
Checked out. I've done my time, like you said.
Yes.
And
so,
and that's something that's really good, to be able to find a business in the midst of your peace, you know, like you were happy, you weren't quote unquote desperate, you weren't trying to, you know, out trying, let me try this. It was more or less like, no, everything is good, I'm where I'm supposed to be, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, and lo and behold, an opportunity presented itself through something that you use. And so that's definitely a good spot to be in. So once you use it, is it something that you have to kind of maintain? You have to continue to use it, you know, every month, or how does that work?
The goal is to get you to, first of all, adapt a healthy lifestyle. That is the goal, not to be on products for the rest of your life, but it's for you to adapt a healthy lifestyle. At least that is my goal. That's what I want to convey to my clients. So once they get their desired results, you know, they say any for 21 days becomes a habit. So right. Once they get their desired result and we start talking about maintenance in terms of exercising and then not having to be a gym buff, but walking. Walking is excellent, you know. And, you know, not necessarily dieting, because I don't really subscribe to the whole notion of dieting. For me, it was like a setup, crash and burn. And it's like the more I had it in my mind that I had to diet, the more I wanted to eat things that I shouldn't be eating.
Right.
So I kind of, you know, with my clients, I let them know that it is a process. It's not going to happen overnight. You know, and it's maintenance involved. At least walking, and then start replacing the bad things that you eat with good things. You know, but it's a process. Yes.
Fair enough. So your goal and your objective is this is kind of like a jump or a platform to kind of get started. And then to move to a place where now you're just transitioning more to healthier eating and a healthier lifestyle so that the products aren't needed as much, if possibly not at all.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. I mean, and that definitely sounds good. How long, you've been using the product for maybe 2 years now?
Yes, I have. When I actually started using the product, my last child, my mini, I went up to like 200 pounds. Like, that was like totally out of myself. I mean, I was the girl that they call Ollie. You know, with the ponytail and everything. So when I had her, like, that weight wasn't going anywhere. You know, and I blamed it on her, but then, you know, she went to kindergarten and then middle school, and I'm like, okay, I can't blame it on her anymore. I have to accept the fact.
This is me.
Yes, that I am not doing things the way I'm supposed to. So it took me about a year to get to my desired frame, so to speak, and so now it's just maintenance, but I have some favorite products that I just will not let go of, and so I'm still using them, and they're constantly, it's an innovative company, so they're constantly coming out with new things that really subscribe to something that you need for whatever issue that you may have.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so.
And so you're able to reconnect and see if those other things are beneficial for you.
Exactly.
So in the midst of being on this journey, I would imagine that there have been times that there was some type of obstacle or whether it be a life emergency or just a situation that made you want to backslide, or maybe possibly you did backslide, or how do you manage those heavier times that you want to kind of just, you know, eat the cake, anime? You just want to go for it, you know? How do you manage that time with this new lifestyle that you've embodied and you've put together?
Okay, so what I do is I reward myself being good. And I have, you know, transitioned to vegan because of these products. And my absolute weakness is the sweets. Cookies, cakes, I just love it. But I've learned how to eat it healthy now, the vegan way. And it tastes so good. It's still, you know, so that's what I was doing prior to me becoming the vegan. I just started rewarding myself so that I didn't feel like I was missing something or, you know, craving or, you know, because sometimes, you know, around that time, I know a lot of ladies, my clients tell me they want chocolate, they want this. So it's I just talk to them about a more healthier way of still appeasing that craving.
Right.
You know, yeah. So that's how I got over the hump. crazy with it, just rewarding myself for doing, okay, so once a month, I'll reward my work. First, I started off, okay, once a week, I'll have myself, you know, a cupcake or something, you know. But then as time went on, it's like once a month now, I'll reward myself with something. It's not as often as once a week. So I kind of weaned off the once a week thing. But that's how I talk to my clients. I let them know, you know, it's okay to relapse. Just get back on the horse. Don't beat yourself up.
Right. Right.
You know? Right. Don't beat yourself up. It's fine. And, you know, if you love those sweets, get the real, like, mango is very sweet. Pineapple is very sweet. Watermelon is very sweet. So you replace that, wanting that sweetness with things like that, you know. And have that piece of cake. It's okay, you know. We don't want, because I find, like I said, that whole dieting notion it wasn't good for me. And then when I talk to my clients, they say the same thing. They always wind up falling off. So I'd rather just ease them into the process and then, you know, reward yourself. So this whole thing is not just about products for me. It's about lifestyle. I had some very near and dear people to me die because of four things that were preventable, you know, and, you know, like diabetes and high cholesterol, things that you can control. You know, yes, we are predisposed at times for medical conditions because it's hereditary, but those things don't have to control us, even with that. You know, we still can take preventive measures to avoid things coming in full effect on us, disease coming on us, you know, and it's just about really lifestyle, you know.
Yeah,
even, you know,
absolutely.
Some people have stressful jobs and they're always on the go, and I tell my clients all the time, take the time. You have to take the time to take care of you because you will crash and burn. You will not be able to continue to live this way with, even if you're not medically predisposed, without type of chronic disease. You have to,
absolutely,
you know, take the time to take care of you.
And that's one thing that, right, and typically, more often than not, it's something that women kind of have a problem with, or maybe even more so just moms in general. It's more of the, I have to make sure everybody's good, everyone's relying on me to do everything. But it reminds me, it's two things that it always reminds me and takes me back to. And one is when you're on the airplane and the oxygen mask drops, they always tell you to put the mask on yourself first and then put it on, you know, then help your child or your neighbor or whatever. And then the other one is whenever you're chopping a tree, as you're chopping that tree down, if you stop and sharpen the axe, and you can chop it down. You can chop that tree fast as opposed to just stand there and keep chopping it with a dull act. Like, you have to stop and maintain and take care of yourself and your body so that you can have the longevity that you're looking for.
Exactly.
And it just makes it a better experience in general.
Exactly.
It was funny. I was working, when I was working the 9-to-5, I remember I took on the job, and I knew before I took the job I didn't want to be there. And I remember what I would do is I would say, okay, once a month I'm taking a day off. And I remember going to my supervisor saying, okay, I need to have this day off. And he was like, well, we can't. We're understaffed. We got too many calls coming.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, okay, well, then I need to take this day instead. And he was like, Monica, you can't. And I was like, listen, you need to give me a day. You know, you need to pick what day you want me. And I only want a half a day. Now, you need to give me a half a day. And so he's like, well, I don't know when I'm going to be able to give you a half a day. And I said, okay, I'm going to tell you like this. If you're going to schedule me a half a day, or one day I'm going to just call out the whole day, because I'm not going to be able to, I'm going to need to replenish myself.
That's right.
And your body needs those nutrients, and it needs those vitamins from plants and things like that to help keep you moving in the direction that you want to go.
Exactly.
So let me ask you this question. When it comes to investing in a business like this, sometimes, like, do you guys have to have products, like, on hand in case someone wants to buy, or how does that work?
Well, that's what I tell you, this is not my first rodeo with multi-level marketing, because when I went into the marketplace, I was ready to exit. I was like, okay, a 9-to-5 is not for me. This is not going to work. Telling me when I can come in. You know, I can't take this day off. I can't be sick and all of this stuff. I said, okay, I know this is not going to work for me. So one of the things that I love about the It Works, when I tell you the compensation is different, is that we don't have to purchase inventory. The inventory that we get is what we're personally using, you know, being products of the product, because we want to talk from our authentic space. We want to share an experience. You know, that is the goal. So we don't do inventory stocking.
Okay.
That's something the company, you know, no, we don't have to do that, which is, you know, a little different from some other multi-level marketing companies. You have to get,
you stock
know,
all this stuff up. You're trying to move it before it expires and all kind of stuff.
Exactly.
And somebody deemed the package and it's looking bad. So,
exactly.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. So, and that was that was always been a turnoff for me when it came to multi-level marketing MLMs. It was just like, wait, I have to, like, pre-buy this stuff, so when people want it, I got to give them. I was like, oh, God. And then I got to keep up with it. Then I got to check it and make sure I didn't lose one. And I don't want to do that.
Exactly.
I got a little mini warehouse at the house.
Exactly. Yeah, so that was one of the things that attracted, wait a minute, I don't have to inventory stock, you know, I'm like, okay, that's awesome. I don't have to do, we don't even handle the customer account. Like, this company is awesome. What we are is brand marketers, period. That's what we do. We talk from our experience. We are brand marketers when it comes to shipping and handling, when it comes to, you know, handling accounts. But we keep up with our customers in terms of how they're doing on the products, and we want their feedback from that, and we want to see if, you know, they need to change up anything, because everybody's body is different. So what might work for you might necessarily work for me. You know, so that's the only thing we do with this company. We are brand marketers, brand ambassadors through and through. We don't handle any of the other stuff. The company does all of that. That comes directly from the company.
Okay. So, actually, looks like we're almost out of time. We're towards the end of our 30-minute window here. Is there anything that you would like to share for maybe someone who is a business owner or looking to go into business about just maneuvering in that space, or trying to figure out what the direction is, or trying to balance having their business and being healthy at the same time? Do you have any final words for us?
Absolutely. One of the things that I have in my life is mentors. Like, some of them don't even know me. But there's one that Zig Ziglar. I'm saying his name wrong. Ziglar is his name.
Right.
And he said that success is in your daily routine. So the night before, you know, make your to-do list. Plan out your day. You may not be able to get to everything on your list, but at least you have something in front of you that you can go off daily. And that kind of keeps you focused.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one of the things. I was such a introvert. I've been an introvert all of my life. So an obstacle I had to get over was my introvertness. Never knew anything about social media, never knew anything about marketing. I was not in that field, totally not my field at all. So don't be afraid to step out and do something new, you know, and surround yourself with people who pour into you. at least 15 to 20 minutes a day to personally develop myself. So that's another thing that is crucial. Having your calendar, so that way I know a lot of people say, oh, it's not enough hours in a day. Emphatically, it is, because there is a difference between being busy and being productive.
Right.
So you want to target, you know, the things that are going to help you reach your goal. So you want to have that calendar in front of you, and preferably one that has time intervals so that you can, you know, jot down. It doesn't have to be, you know, a long paragraph. Just jot down, you know, your particular schedule for that day. That's what I do at home. I just make a copy, plug in what I need to plug in, and put it on the refrigerator so everybody knows what I got going on for
leave
the day.
Leave me alone.
Right.
Leave me alone. I'm busy right now. Thank you.
Yeah. And so, yeah, and then always take time out to smell the roses. Don't even take yourself that serious. Really don't.
Mm.
And be passionate about what it is that you're doing, you know, meaning do something that you don't have to get paid for. You just love doing it. That is your passion. And take that, and your gift will you know, bring you in that income. That passion will bring you in that income that you desire. But have fun and enjoy yourself. Be silly. Be a kid again. Don't take it too seriously. Just enjoy yourself and have a good time. That's what I say.
Look, you deserve it. Why waste it?
Exactly.
You look back and you realize, oh, I've been working hard, and I haven't done anything for me. And that's probably where all this midlife crisis comes from, people talk about. Well,
I think my midlife crisis came when I was in my 20s, you know.
Right, came like, early. Let's get this over with. Let's go.
Yes, the 9-to-5 thing was like, okay, I can't see myself doing this, so I'm 60 or 70.
Right.
Oh, no.
Like,
oh, no.
Right. Not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
Well, I definitely appreciate you joining us today and sharing your wisdom and knowledge about plant-based diet and how to kind of incorporate and infuse that into your life so you can have a healthier lifestyle. Because I don't know how many women I have met over the years who have that little pooch, the little kangaroo pouch, and they've been trying to get rid of it. If you would be so kind, let everyone know where to find you again.
Okay, so you can find me on Facebook at Your Health with D. Henry, and that's Henry without the E. Or you can find me on Instagram at BTY Dawn, and you can always give me a call also at 803-470-4186.
Thank you again so much for joining
thank
us today.
So much.
We'll continue the conversation in our Facebook group, and I'll invite you over to it as well, Dee. So if you have any questions,
awesome.
You can also reach her over there. Well, that's it, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us today. Again, my name is Monica Michelle. Thanks again to our special guest, Dee Henry. And, you know, take the time to smell the roses and find something that you love doing and keep that why in front of you. So if you whatever it is that you love, keep that in the forefront of whatever it is you're doing. And even though you have to go through those little hard times, find a way to remember what it is you're doing and what you're supposed to be doing. Again, my name is Monica Michelle with Michelle Minutes. This is signing off, and I will see you online and next week with our next episode. Have a good one. Bye-bye.